There you go.
All right, I'd like to call to order the Finance Committee meeting of July 12, 2016. I'd like to, before we get into the agenda, recognize the members of council who joined us at the table. I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting. My legislative aide, Brian Holeiter, is taking the notes. We have Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Woods, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Weiner. We do not have a quorum, but we'll proceed, and hopefully members will arrive and we can approve the minutes. With that, we're going right into the agenda. Under resolutions, Resolution 16-124, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the City of Newark and for pass-through grant the Department of Community Services in the amount of $258,086. Is there anybody here from Community Services who'd like to explain?
I'm Eileen Latham, the Department Finance Officer for the Department of Community Services. This is a purchase order that was approved in the action plan submitted to HUD back in May. It is a purchase order that encumbers money to the City of Newark to run. We have a cooperating agreement with the City of Newark where we give about 12% of our CDBG funds to the City of Newark for them to operate CDBG programs within the city limits of Newark. They run the same type of program that we do. They give money for low-income people to rehab their homes, purchase new homes, and they have a senior repair program as well. It's pretty much the same program, but it's just run in the city.
So our Department of Community Services is managing the pass-through from HUD?
Yes, managing the pass-through to the city, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Councilman?
Yes, Councilman Smiley.
And I would just add that if not approved, this is federal pass-through, the county would just have to return the money to the federal government.
Okay, very good point. Don't want to do that. Resolution 16-127, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Priority Dispatch Corporation for annual renewal of extended service plan and annual maintenance of computer software for the Office of Technology in the amount of $60,867. And of course, through the year, we always are renewing service contracts for maintenance of software. Is there anybody here who would like to give us a little further detail? Councilman Smiley?
No, I'll just comment that this is the platinum level coverage that we have for the disciplines for police, fire, and the medical programs and communications that we have. But as you said, it's our annual renewal.
Thank you. Moving along, Resolution 16-128, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for State of Delaware Division of Communications for continuation of the VHF radio communication system maintenance and associated services to the Department of Special Services in the amount of $66,229. A lot of people don't realize that Special Services runs a very intensive infrastructure and maintenance programs, and they require the VHF communication for the field operations. And this represents the contract with the State of Delaware to pay our share for that communications, VHF communication system maintenance and services. Any questions, comments from members of council? Okay, moving along. Resolution 16-129, authorizing execution of two purchase order contracts for Newcastle County Conservation District for payment of the annual appropriations for Department of Special Services in the amount of $120,000. Is there anybody here from Special Services like to? Yes, sir.
Tony Spiavi, Manager, Environmental Operations. These two purchase orders total $120,000. One is for $75,000. That is a mandatory grant that the county has to make each year in accordance with Title VII, Section 3922. Each county gives their respective conservation district $75,000 to be used on stormwater-related projects, drainage-related projects. That's the first part. The second part is the $45,000 payment. It's mandated by an agreement that we've had with the conservation district since 1990. We're currently using that money to make payments on a lease of a Caterpillar bulldozer, a D6N. It's a pretty big machine. We use it to manage our fill site down there off of Route 9.
Thank you. And this is the annual purchase orders for the Conservation District.
That's right. You'll notice on your budget each year you'll see county or mandated grants, $120,000. That's what these
are. Okay, thank you. Any questions, comments from members of council regarding this purchase order to go to the Newcastle Conservation District? Okay, moving along. Ordinances. Ordinance 16-072. Amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget, appropriate $700,000 in revenue and $2,300,000 of general fund tax stabilization reserve account to the general fund employee benefits budget line item and realign general and sewer fund budgetary line items to cover the health care costs. Okay. Mike Coop, CFO, a little explanation
Mike
here.
Coop Finance, this is the annual year-end ordinance that the finance department generally does. We did one last year also at this time where we appropriated $1.5 million additional. And what it does, it's kind of like our year-end housekeeping where that'll go through the budgets and all that. We'll realign the budgets. We find out how much additional funds, if any, are needed for the medical, as far as the medical expense. And we use the beginning of the year for the budget, obviously, for projection. And this year is to clean it up, bring it in line, and also to appropriate any stop loss funds that we received during the year, if necessary, which is about $700,000.
The amount of total in for these, I guess you'd call it over cost over the budget is $5,725,000, and we identify savings in various budget lines. Plus, we need additional $2,300,000 from the general reserve, and we have stop-loss medical reimbursements totaling $700,000. Are there any questions, comments? And again, this is dedicated to the healthcare cost of county employees from the self-insurance program that we have. Any questions, comments from members of council? All right, moving along. Ordinance 16-074 to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 1 in general regarding the positive interest received from the Delaware Board of Trade to the Newcastle County Strategic Economic Development Fund. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We've been discussing this as we go along. This is as you know, the $3 million that went over to DBOT that we will be getting the interest back, and this is showing that the interest will be coming in. Regulations are being written and should be in place. I think they are introduced at the end of next month, the end of this month, to be voted on at the end of next month. So before any money is transferred, we know that it's coming in, but we will have regulations in place as to how it gets transferred into the account and or dispersed. And so nothing takes place until the regulations come, which is the next step.
And for the record, the amount of the interest is going to total
about $180,000 per year.
And these just for clarity on the public record, we have established the Newcastle County Strategic Economic Development Fund by ordinance prior.
We did that already,
and we're
yes.
awaiting criteria for its expenditures for economic development.
Correct.
Any questions, comments from members of council on ordinance 16-074? Ordinance 16-075, amend the pay plans and pay rates for unclassified employees of county council. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I'll try to be brief. This is the third attempt. This is much different than the other two that I've brought forward. This establishes a step 11 for those employees that have completed the 10th step and have 12 years of continuous service with county council. This takes into, I think it's the most fiscally responsible I've brought, because it takes into consideration what I believe to have been the original intent of the 10-step program, and that is it would take 10 years for someone to get to the top. Previously, one that I did introduce that did not pass would have actually allowed, if someone came in and was hired at a step 6, they would have hit step 10 in 4 years and then moved right to a step 11. So this is 12 continuous years of service, and again, for council. This is in recognition of the service of those employees that serve council. That's it in short. The only other thing I will address, the fiscal note. The fiscal note for the first year is $24,000. I recognize that this was not in council's budget. We didn't know where it was going, so I would tell you this. I anticipate that council will have at least $9,000 in savings this fiscal year. And should this be passed tonight, then I will advise Mr. Boyle that upon signing and return by the county executive, the $16,000 in my office account will be transferred to salaries and wages. So we will be only be looking for $9,000 at the end of the year to balance this. In addition, as of July, should this be enacted and signed with the beginning of the FY17 budget, it would be applicable to 6 members of staff. During FY17, 3 more members of staff would become eligible if they decide to still be here. No employees would trigger in FY18. In FY19, one employee would trigger, and in FY20, one employee would trigger. Recognize that this will have a fluctuating effect on council's budget, because should an employee with the time leave council, then you're going to bring someone in at a lower rate who would then need to progress to that point. So it would be a fluctuating effect on council's budget.
Okay, any questions, comments by members of council on ordinance 16-075, which will create an 11 step in our pay plan for our county council employees? Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. For the reasons that I had enunciated previously for not supporting a step 11, I would respectfully oppose creating a step 11. It's the cost of this for county council in the large picture is de minimis, and certainly our council staff deserve some financial recognition, but the unintended consequence of creating a step 11 is that unions will then be looking for a step 11, citing this as precedent. And it's easy to say that one has nothing to do with another, but we have to recognize the reality of the situation. And so I would like to hear from the administration if they choose to weigh in, and they may not, simply because at a courtesy for a separate and distinct branch of government, but without some assurance from the unions or the administration that this wouldn't create an unintended consequence for the taxpayers on a step 11, without understanding its across-the-board impact, I couldn't support it. I speak only for myself, but that's the position that I've taken previously in connection with this. And I just want to say I appreciate the adjustments that have been made by the sponsor. I think those are all positive adjustments.
Councilman Smiley.
Councilman Warren, I do want to say I respect your consistency. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this, that I had discussions with the county executive mm-hmm. and the CAO, who's negotiating the contracts with the collective bargaining units. Mm-hmm. And I don't expect you to take my word for it, but there was no opposition there. They were fine with this going forward. As the CAO said, he's not playing politics with the collective bargaining agreements. That's his job to negotiate them. Mm-hmm. Council is a separate body of government and should feel comfortable acting as such. I will say that for some that may be wondering, I had this put on finance committee instead of the executive, so that it wouldn't be tied up in the some of the legislation that we're going to do on executive session, executive committee, where we're again going to reclassify positions, thereby creating bumps and raises for people. We don't have that levity. And quite honestly, I don't think it's as honest and open as what I'm proposing here today. But we had that in executive committee, so I had this put out here separately. But I can just tell you, and whether they reach out to you or you reach out to them before council tonight, again, I respect your consistency, been the same throughout. But I did have discussions with them because I know who said and what was said before outside of council from the executive branch, and I wanted to get an idea of where they were coming from to see whether I needed to go a different way.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Can you clarify for me what a non-council employee gets after 12 years? Like, if they've been, they can make it to step 10 to the top, what raises do they get after 12 consecutive years?
Whatever cost of living or whatever may be out there, unless, as we've seen come through some of the row offices and out of the executive branch of government, unless they choose to, let's say, add counting widgets to the job description and then run it through HR for a new determination and then move it up a level and bump it that way. Otherwise, there isn't anything. And again, we are, as Councilman Weiner, we are a separate body of government, so I'm not introducing legislation that ties the executive branch
right
to putting anything in place.
Okay.
Any other questions from members of council regarding Ordinance 16-075? So it's on the agenda for tonight for a vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Moving along, under other Newcastle County Council grant requests, bring it up. Heritage Grindon Civic Association. Councilman Sheldon is, yes.
Chair.
Yes.
With advice of council, I would make the motion to recess until such time as we have a quorum to consider the grants before council.
Good point of order. We don't have we don't have a quorum in order to approve grants. Good point
of
order.
I second the motion.
We will take a short recess until members of council join us, hopefully before 2:30, where we can meet quorum requirements for approval of grants. The meeting is now in recess. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to come out of recess to reconvene this finance committee meeting of July 12th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'd like to recognize we have other members of council joined us. Councilman Powers, Councilman Tackett. With that, we have the necessary folks in the room for a quorum.
Motion to approve the minutes of June 28, 2016.
Go ahead.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. All right, we'll move on to the unfinished business on the agenda, the grant applications for council grants. Grant application, first one on the agenda. I've been asked to field this for Councilman Sheldon, the Heritage Grindon Civic Association. The amount of requested is $1,200, and the amount to be funded is the same for their purchase of solar video cameras for crime, vandalism, surveillance. So we have a motion on the table for $1,200 to the Heritage Grindon Civic Association. We have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. The grant is approved to the Heritage Grindon Civic Association. It's really appropriate that I handle it. I used to live in Heritage Park, so I know about those folks. Concord Rowing Club, Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This is a proposal to add $400 to the previous $800 that we approved at the end of fiscal year. It'll cost the Concord Rowing Club $1,200 to have their own boat. Up till now, they've been borrowing a boat from different clubs, and they're not always available. This rowing club, won the last tournament beating all the high-priced private schools in Philadelphia. There's a lot of esprit de corps there, and although there's a membership, it's waived for financial need, so it meets all of our criteria. So I'd like to make a motion for $400.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving a grant to Concord Rowing Club signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, the grant is approved, and I hope they win more championships.
Yeah.
With their own boat.
Yes.
Okay, great. March of Dimes, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is an annual request from the March of Dimes for support for the 2016 Farmer and the Chef. They have asked for $2,500. I have committed that I can go up to $2,500, but I know many times there are other council people that contribute to this one.
Okay.
Well, so do you want me to move and then...
We'll make a motion.
I move that we allocate $2,500 to the support the 2016 Farmer and the Chef fundraiser.
Would you like an amendment to that motion? Amend the motion to a maximum of $2,500.
For a maximum
and
of $2,500.
Allow the opportunity to have other council members participate.
Sure. Okay.
We'll give, talk to Betsy and find out if you got a couple days to find out if they want to give or not.
All right. We have a motion.
Oh, okay.
With a second. Mm-hmm. Second. All right. Let's discuss. So how much are you going to contribute, Council Member Kilpatrick?
Well, I'm going to wait and see.
Okay.
I'm going up to a maximum of 25, so whoever contributes, I will give the balance.
Okay. Councilman Powers.
Who's normally given?
Wow. Do you remember who's given other years? I mean, I know that Joe always gave. I think Councilman Bell has given.
I think Joe always gave 2,000.
I think Joe gave 2,500 personally, but you know, it's not for me to remember.
I don't know. I heard it was like a dollar.
I heard 250 through the grapevine.
And who's not here? Penrose, Jay, and Bell. I think they always each give like 500 apiece.
Let's be generous with
but
them.
As long as I mean, if we go up to a maximum and you are saying that we can allow an extra couple days to ask them or even tell. Through tonight or whatever.
Whatever. You let me know. Whatever you get, I'll split whatever's left with you.
Okay.
So
that works.
You just rally up your totals with the people and let that you know.
Okay, so far I know
250
from you, 200 from you,
yep.
Right?
And
so
I'll tell you, the lady Laura, the woman that's heading that up there, wrote an extremely well-written and polite email and solicitation for support for this.
I will contribute
$250.
I'll contribute $250.
Councilman,
there's a
Powers.
New person heading it up.
Yes.
Is the other ones have all moved on? Did a really good job.
Okay, that's going to approve the motion, right?
All right. What are we going to do? We've got approximately $950 committed.
Right.
Around the table. Any others?
You probably will get some what you said from. But whatever.
We want to recess a little for again to allow for.
He says you don't have to. We can just approve up to $2,500, and then she can do the math as we go through the day or whatever.
We have a motion on the table for $2,500.
Up to 200.
Up to 200. Maximum of 2,500.
Maximum of $2,500. For the March of Dimes support to support the Farmer and Chef fundraiser. We have $950 committed by members of council, and others will contribute as needed. I have a motion, a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, the grant is approved to the March of Dimes fundraiser for $2,500.
Up to 200.
Up to 25. Maximum.
Up to $2,500. All right, returning to the agenda. We have expense and revenue roundtable. Councilman Smiley.
I just have a comment on the grants, just for clarification.
Okay.
I put a copy of an article about Sussex County in everyone's box. That's not meant to imply anything, accuse anything. I'm comfortable that this council has not crossed the line. I just think it's informative for everyone to keep a
right.
To read it, and I'll be keeping an eye on what comes out of there.
And again, for the record, it's about Sussex Council giving public dollars and grants to private sectarian religious organizations. And I think your observation is correct, Councilman Smiley. We have observed that separation of church and state very well here, and we will continue to do so. Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, I just would like to concur with Councilman Smiley. The gifts we've given to religious organizations have been activities that are run outside their religious role, but more as a community group role, and it's been open to, it's been non-sectarian, and that's part of our guidelines, and we have adhered to that, and every group that seeks our contribution must assure that in writing. So I concur with Councilman Smiley.
Okay, very good. Expense and revenue roundtable, anything under expense and revenue roundtable? All right, I don't see anything from council. Other, anything under other? Nothing under other. Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The Finance Committee meeting of July 12th is adjourned. Thank you.